Blog Talk Radio.
Did this turn out to not be a witch hunt after all? You think Robert Mueller did a...
It's lasted a long time. We're glad it's over. It's a 100% the way it should have been. I wish it could have gone a lot sooner, a lot quicker. There are a lot of people out there that have done some very, very evil things, very bad things. I would say treasonous things against our country. And hopefully that people that have done such harm to our country. We've gone through a period of really bad things happening. Those people will certainly be looked at. I've been looking at them for a long time, and I'm saying, why haven't they been looked at? They lied to Congress. Many of them, you know who they are. They've done so many evil things. I will tell you, I love this country. I love this country as much as I can love anything. My family, my country, my God. But what they did, it was a false narrative. It was a terrible thing. We can never let this happen to another president again. I can tell you that. I say it very strongly. Very few people I know could have handled it. We can never, ever let this happen to another president again.
I could have handled it. No, I would have been throwing chairs and whooping somebody's butt and cussing and screaming and everything else. And he's absolutely right. Terrible things, evil things, treasonous things. Hey, everybody, James Bostic, Conservative Perspective here at blogtalkradio.com on the Patriot Nation Radio Network. You go to Blog Talk Radio or any of the places where we have the link spread liberally about, generously about, you can find us. And it's Tuesdays and Thursdays at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, right here, Patriot Nation Radio Network, Blog Talk Radio. Okay, it's been a momentous. A momentous couple of days, really, for those in the paying attention business. And there's been a lot to keep track of, a lot to keep track of. Number one, Friday afternoon, sometime after lunch, it became known, although nobody knew what was in it and it hadn't been released yet, that the Mueller report, Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report on collusion, was going to be released. Now, politics, as it has been said many times, is show business for ugly people. And in this business, when you want it, when you have no choice, you got to get it out. It's got to be made public. It has to be acknowledged. You got to reveal something, whatever it is. And you don't really want to do it, but you have to do it. But you want to do it at a time when, you know, nobody's going to see much of it. That's the least harmful option that you have. Because sooner or later, people will be asking questions. And if you try and sandbag them and stymie them, then they drag in the Freedom of Information Act and stuff gets released anyway. So it's called the Friday document dump. And both sides do it. It's when you take news or events or happenings or decisions, you know, whatever it is, and maybe the optics aren't so good. Maybe it's detrimental from a public relations standpoint with the public and doesn't make the administration look good. Well, you cut it loose on Friday afternoon sometime between 4 and 5, because most people have headed out of the office for the weekend and they're on the beltway. So, they're not going to be thinking about it because they want to go home to family and hearth and, you know, just decompress. So that's why they do it. I knew when on Friday afternoon when I heard the news, and I always knew, okay, and I'm not going to I will always acknowledge that which I do not know. Always. Didn't used to. But I do these days because I'm old and this is what happens to you. Totally lost my train of thought. Yeah, I'll be happy to talk about all the things I don't know because, you know, I'm just honest about it. But this was something. Based on everything that we knew, everything that we talked about, I've said it from the get dang go that it was a put-up job. There was no there. There couldn't be any there because it was made up. It was product. It was manufactured. Over and over and over again. If I had a nickel for every time I have talked about that and said this on this program and other programs that I've been honored to be a guest on, there could never be anything there. And that is what is the most awesome, and I don't mean that in a good way, just awe-filling, shock and awe kind of awe, the most awesome and really disturbing thing about this is that everybody knew that this was a load of horse dung. Everybody knew. What's that mean? Well, that means everybody on that side, okay? And it's considerably more complicated than this, but in order for me to enjoy it and to digest it and to look at the theater, I like to just kind of keep it in its basest alloys. I just cook everything down to its base element. And We have us and them. You heard what Donald Trump said. He loves his country. He loves his family. He loves his God. I don't think, and to a certain extent, yes, it is theater, because we're talking about the most successful reality television producer in the history of the medium. He knows the story arc inside and out. The cat has won Emmys managing this kind of stuff. I have said on more than one occasion, he's without a doubt the most intuitively gifted. He is the most gifted intuitive psychologist of the 21st century. He just knows how to negotiate and work these guys. He's a very, very shrewd man. Is he a perfect man? No, 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 no. Is he a god? No, 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 no. But is he a guy that wants to do what's right for his country and its citizens? Yes. Yes, I believe so. When we elected Donald Trump, were we not looking for a guy who was going to do right and look to the interests of the nation and its citizens first and foremost? Why, yes. Yes, it was. And that's what we have. So we have us and them. Now, we know what we're talking about over here, okay? We know what we're talking about over here. God and country, the Constitution. We are all Captain America over here on this side, every one of us. That's right. And that's all that needs to be said. Over on the other side, what do we have? We have Hydra, our sworn mortal enemy. ...180 degrees ideologically opposed to everything that we believe and value. We embrace liberty with responsibility. They embrace tyranny without question. We see the Constitution as our roadmap to a secure and prosperous nation. They see an obstacle to tyranny. Again, it's about consolidating power for those cats. And power means power absolute. So it's us and them. And they've been dealt some very telling blows in the last couple of days. If necessary, we will call Bob Mueller or others before our committee. Our predominant concern on my committee is this: is this president compromised by a foreign power? That is the reaction to what we see from the Mueller report. We know that there was nothing there. But these guys, like Adam Schiff, throwing his little Schiff fit, Schiffer brains. The Schiff has hit the fan. He is slinging the Schiff. That was Adam Schiff. Now, Adam Schiff is the chairman of the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence now. Democrats are running the House. All the important committees get turned over to the Democrats. He's in charge. This Norman numbnuts. So he says, well, you know, we'll call up Bob Mueller. We'll call up whoever we want. And this is entirely predictable. These guys don't have anything else to fall back on, because they knew it was product. Everybody knew it was product. James Comey knew that it was product. How did James Comey know? Well, Bruce Orr, who was the unofficial conduit between the FBI and Christopher Steele, the guy who was supposed to put this dossier together, he tells the FBI, after all this stuff, you know, is put together and Steele has gone to Russia and he's bought secondary verification. And he comes back and he packages all this crap up in the form of an intelligence type assessment or report, and he gives it to Bruce Orr and he says, "Bruce, get this to the FBI." And Bruce, you know, since he's the liaison, dutifully takes it to the FBI. And he tells the FBI, "Guys, Christopher Steele gave me this, and he wants me to give it to you. He's acting and believes this to be on the level, but I think it's kind of sketchy, and here's why. This guy hates Donald Trump and said he would do anything to keep him from being elected. And this was paid for by Hillary Clinton's people. So, you know, I don't know." And the FBI, in the form of James Comey and Andrew McCabe and conceivably Christopher Wright, but definitely Peter Strzok and Lisa Page, go, "Well, Bruce, thanks a lot. You've done a great job for us. Thank you very much for this information. This is really important. And we'll take it from here, pal." These guys knew that what they were getting was product. So James Comey knows this is not real. This is illegitimate. Peter Strzok knows it. Andy McCabe knows it. Lisa Page undoubtedly knows it. Bruce Orr's wife, Nellie, works at Fusion GPS, the organization responsible for spearheading this dossier project, this intelligence assessment project. Nellie works for the CIA and was expanding her opportunities by working for Glenn Sampson of Fusion GPS. So Nellie's been around the block a couple of times. She works for Central Intelligence. She knows it's put up. There's even a school of thought that believes that Nellie Orr, and it's no accident that Nellie Orr was working at GPS, because some of the information in its embryonic state as to how this dossier was produced, manufactured, may have come from her being used as a conduit by the CIA into Fusion GPS. But no matter where the seeds came from, it was product. And the people who were moving this product under the guise of an intelligence assessment, under the guise of collusion, moved it through the Justice Department, and they moved it through the heads of the FBI. There were other people in the loop too. Jim Clapper and Johnny, I have not forgotten about you. We're going to be talking about you too, pal. All these people knew. Now, I know I keep saying that and I keep beating on these two or three piano keys, but it's important that we acknowledge that and we embrace the enormity of this. They knew. To the public and everywhere else, they acted as though they were servants of the people, representing the people, doing the people's will. James Comey and Andrew McCabe and Peter Strzok and Christopher Wray are not Ephraim Zimbalist Jr. And we are the poorer because of it. What do I mean? You guys watched the FBI when you were kids. Stalwart, upright, incorruptible. We are here about the job. What is our job? Our job is to investigate crime dispassionately. objectively, without political bias, without ideological motivation. But we don't have Ephraim Zimbalist Jr. We have these hacks, these conspirators, because that's what this is. It's a massive conspiracy to, at first, prevent Donald Trump from becoming elected to begin with, and having failed that, having failed spectacularly at that, to unseat his presidency. That's what you call a coup. It may be violent, it may be not violent. But when you actively work to disrupt and disintegrate the existing government of your nation, that's what you're doing. It may be for good reasons, it may be for bad. No good reasons here. What was the motivation? Power. Power. Well, it didn't work out. Now everybody is shocked and dismayed and disappointed that the president of the United States did not commit treason. They were rooting for this guy to be a traitor to his country. Now, let us, we see this first ring of a conspiracy, which is Hillary Clinton and her campaign and the people that are working with Barack Obama in the Obama administration. And then we expand that ring, and we get to Jim Comey, and we get to Christopher Wray and Andy McCabe and Peter Strzok. And we can move through a couple different layers of the upper level power throughout the law enforcement and the intelligence community. Let's not forget the CIA. The ONI, and all the other alphabet soup intelligence agencies that are out there. They're all aware of this. At some point in time, they have colluded with various operatives throughout these various agencies, usually I would say at the higher levels. And so they know that all this stuff is fake, that it's product, it's manufactured. Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton and her minions, the heads of the intelligence and law enforcement agencies, their minions. And then it moves into the media. CNN, MSNBC, Fox, yes, Fox News, ABC, CBS, NPR, PBS, everybody. They're all telling the same story. They're all singing the same song. It seems that they all have access to the same explosive bombshell leaks that were designed to discredit the president, his presidency, the administration as a whole, and to foment the dissolution of the government. It's a lot of people. And there are probably a lot more layers throughout the government that I'm unaware of. I'm just painting with broad brushstrokes here in terms of that. Now think about this. And again, Donald Trump is not a perfect guy. He's not a god. He's not an Eagle Scout. And we know this. His pants go on one leg at a time, just like everybody else's. I don't care how much money he's got. They wiretapped his campaign based on this product. That's how they were able to get the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act judges, the FISA court judges, four different times to sign off on electronically or otherwise conducting surveillance operations against, first, the Trump campaign, and then after he won the election, the Trump transition team. All based on this stuff that did not happen. You see what I mean when I talk about Hydra and how vast and how deeply interwoven this conspiracy, this attempted coup, which, by the way, is still underway. Yeah, think about that. Some heads most likely will be cut off. But what happens with Hydra when you cut off a head? Two more grow back in its place. But we can't falter. We can't be faint of heart. We can't do any of those things. We have to stay on top of it, and we will. We'll prevail. So the thing is dumped on a Friday. The Democrats spend basically all weekend, even today, as we're talking about this, they're still running around saying there is collusion. Now they're hating Bob Mueller, saying, you know, well, obviously, Bob Mueller's a Russian. He's in on it too. That idiot Adam Schiff swears up and down that he's got evidence of collusion. It's definitive. It's ironclad. It's this. It's that. We're just going to keep on investigating forever. Well, I mean, they're going to try, but they're not going to investigate forever. You know what? We're down to the bottom of the hour. I'm going to go ahead and take a break and see if I can't get out of preaching mode. Let me find my my radio glasses and see what we can come up with here. We will be back with more of ACP here in just a little bit. I'm going to play some bottom of the hour songs, like we always do. Maybe. Oh my gosh. Okay, well, we'll be back right after this. Maybe. I don't know. The monkey's throwing switches over here, and it's just not happening. It is just not happening. But you know what? You have nights like this. Still not going to get too excited about it. Still not going to get too excited about it. But by God, we'll find something here in a minute. It's too good a day for me to get too freaked out about this stuff. Usually I'd go insane over stuff like this, but not tonight. Not this week. Things are just feeling pretty good about stuff. I didn't realize I had so much crap that started with T's.
That's life.
That's life.
That's what all the people say. You're riding high in April, shot down in May. But I know I'm gonna change that tune. When I'm back on top in June. I said that's life.
That's life.
And as funny as it may seem, some people get their kicks stomping on a dream. But I don't let it get me down. 'Cause this fine old world, it keeps spinning around. I've been a puppet, a pauper, a pirate, a poet, a pawn and a king. I've been up and down and over and out. And I know one thing, each time I find myself flat on my face, I pick myself up and get back in the race. That's life.
That's life.
I tell you, I can't deny it. I thought of quitting, baby, but my heart just ain't gonna buy it. And if I didn't think it was worth one single try, I'd jump right on a big bird and then I'd fly. I've been a puppet, a pauper, a pirate, a poet, a pawn and a king. I've been up and down and over and out. And I know one thing, each time I find myself laying flat on my face, I just pick myself up and get back. There's nothing shaking come this here July. I'm gonna roll myself up in a big ball and die.
Drink to me only, that's all I ask. And I will drink to you.
How long I've been on?
I don't care if the sun don't shine. I do my drinking in the evening time when I'm in Las Vegas. You can sit in the sun and camp. I get my color from a sunray lamp when I'm in Las Vegas. I love the laughs and love the life. There's fun of every kind. Next time I come, I'll bring my wife. I'll do that if I lose my mind. A wife in Vegas, take my advice. It's like going to China with a sack of rice. But I love Las Vegas. I love Vegas. in the summer. My lover in the fall. I love Vegas, may I say that it's a gasser, yeah. I love Vegas like it's Egypt, and I am Nasser. I love Vegas every moment. Ooh, it's my favorite atmosphere. I love Vegas. Why do I love Vegas? Because my money's here. I love Vegas when I'm winning. I love it when I lose. I love Vegas like the army loves its manuals. I love Vegas like Sinatra loves Jack Daniels. I love Vegas every moment. For Mr. Untrotter, I must cheer. I love Vegas. Ach du liebe, do I love Vegas? Because my blood is here. I love Vegas when I'm loaded. I love Vegas when I am not. I love Vegas just like Khrushchev loves being indignant, more than even my wife Jeannie loves being pregnant. I love Vegas every moment. When I leave, I shed a tear. I love Vegas. I'll make it good and clear. It's because my girl's right here.
Let your hair down, Dino.
Thank you very much.
Let it down, baby. That was great. James Bostic here, Conservatives for Respect. I'm going to talk for a minute about Blog Talk. I come in during the day, you know, and I create the show, usually the day of the show, because I kind of got an idea what I'm going to do. We'll have a little extra time today, and there were a couple of songs that I downloaded and converted and was going to upload to Blog Talk. And so I get the songs out and I go in the studio. And Blog Talk tells me we got them. Yeah, man, we're uploading them. You can see them right here in the playlist, can't you? Yeah, sure do. Then don't worry about a thing, pal. We're going to be here for you. You just go on out there, have a good show. And when you get ready to find those songs, don't you worry about a thing. I guess you can probably guess where I'm going to be going with this. Well, as you know, we got down to the bottom of the hour, and I'm desperately scratching along looking for the songs. I'll be damned if I know where they're at. But it's still, you know what, it's still a good day. It's still a great day. Terrific weekend. Mickey the Mouthpiece. We haven't talked about him in a while. Mickey the Mouthpiece, Avenatti, yesterday was arrested in New York City on some felony counts of extortion. And at the same time that he's being arrested and served these warrants, felony warrants, federal warrants, in New York for extortion, he's getting pounded in Los Angeles for wire fraud. Yeah, Mickey the Mouthpiece. Mickey, you remember when he was going to run for president in 2020? Remember Avenatti 2020? It's more like Avenatti 20 to 25 now. Anyway, so, and also, a judge in Texas had declared that because of certain mandates within the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, that were that basically what he ruled is that Obamacare is unconstitutional. Haven't heard too much about that. Well, it happened. And today, excuse me, I'm going to have to mute for a moment. Hopefully that's a bit better. Today, we find that the Department of Justice says, yeah, the judge is right. It's unconstitutional. We're not going to vacate his ruling. Stands. Court adjourned. Also, for those of you who have been following the Green New Deal in the Senate, Mitch McConnell called it for a vote. 56-0. No Democrat would touch it. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez looks like, you know what she looks like. Oh, I don't know where to go now. Oh, John. No, John. I did not forget about you. Now, John Brennan. Lion, communist, Muslim, SOB. Former director of the Central Intelligence Agency. A man who in 1976, yeah, I'm going to say it every time I talk about this guy. A man who in 1976 voted for the Communist Party USA's candidate, Gus Hall, for president. And 40 years later, this lying commie Muslim SOB is director of the Central Intelligence Agency. A stalwart soldier of Hydra. A dedicated and fanatical villain when it came to ensuring the success of this coup. So, after months, 2 years basically, after 2 years of incessant attacks, after 2 years of predictions that the end of this investigation by Robert Mueller was going to end up with indictments of the president's family, everybody. They're all getting busted, man. And he can't wait because this president, and see, this is what cracks me up. The communist is accusing the president of what? Of being a communist. Of being in league with the Russians. Yes, John Brennan, the man who in 1976 voted for the Communist Party USA's candidate, Gus Hall, for president, is accusing Donald Trump of having communist sympathies. This goes on for 2 years. 2 years. You going down, Donald. You going down, man. You're a commie. You've been in league with the Russians, and we're gonna take you out. You're gonna catch one, man. We're gonna take you down. It's over. It's over. I mean, really, it's really over. You revoke my security clearance. We're going to get you, man. Well, oh, a great meme. The dude from Office Space with the red swing line stapler. It's a picture of him sitting at his desk looking inscrutable as he was. I was told there would be collusion. We were all told there was going to be collusion, pal. So here's what, Brett, 2 years, you're going down ad nauseum, saying this stuff. So he's in an interview with Lawrence O'Donnell. Is he MSNBC? He's one of the idiot networks, MSNBC, CNN. He's on an openly avowed socialist, Lawrence O'Donnell. And Brennan says Mueller's going to conclude his report with final indictments. The report will be concluded with final indictments, including potentially Trump family members. Brennan says this. I guess I got some bad information. No. I'm not making it up. That's exactly what he said. Yeah, he's talking. He's tweeting stuff like, I can't wait to, you know, Mr. President, you need to prepare for the forthcoming exposure of your corruption, your malfeasance. And so he's on with Joe Scarborough, another MSNBC stooge. And he says, well, I don't know if I received bad information, but I think I suspected there was more than there actually was. I'm relieved that it's been determined there was not a criminal conspiracy with the Russian government over our election. Well, no, not from the Trump campaign, there wasn't. But these guys are going to say whatever they need to say to get on MSNBC or CNN. But now these guys are going to start turning on him. They already have in a couple of places. Brennan has a lot to answer for, going before the American public for months, cloaked with CIA authority, and openly suggesting that he's got secret info and repeatedly turning in performances like Lawrence O'Donnell. That was from Terry Moran. Never heard of him, don't know where he's at. But they'll use him, the newsies will use him as a whipping boy, blaming Brennan for them carrying the lie, for them perpetuating the myth. You see what I mean? Johnny, what were you thinking back there in 76, pal? What was it? Was it the toxins from the mood ring that got into your bloodstream and affected your thinking? Did somebody whack you in the noggin with a pep rock? What the hell, dude? A little too close to the bicentennial fireworks? What happened? And then you come all this way. And again, this is the moral of the story, if you can apply a moral to amoral and immoral people, like Comrade John. Be not blinded by vengeance. And that's all this is. They could not get over themselves. They could not get over the fact that Hillary Clinton did not win the election. They thought they had it in the bag. They thought they had every I dotted. They thought they had every T crossed. Who was president before Donald Trump? Barack Hussein Obama Jr. III, trademark registered, patent pending. So all these people, James Comey, the Justice Department people, Eric Holder, Loretta Lynch, Sally Yates, all these people that we've talked about during the course of the show, they all work for Barack Obama. Now, how much disbelief would you be willing to suspend in order to try and sell people on the idea that the sitting president, Barack Obama, knew nothing of this vast, gigantic conspiracy? You think he was like the rest of us? He just found out on the news, I think it was Friday. You think that's what it was? Or do you think he was in on the deal? Because it can only be one of those two ways. So will the smartest man in the room be happy to embrace his role as dumbass, even though it's not going to keep him out of any hot water, if there is any hot water? No, it's not. So, again, that's why I don't get tired of it. Hang with me. Again, they count on us getting lost in the weeds. They count on us being reluctant to go into the weeds after them. But if we don't, we're never going to root them out. We'll never be able to finish this. I keep talking about it and the things related to it. Because number one, and let's not kid each other, I've got a few more minutes to wrap this up. We're talking about treason. Those things that James Comey and John Brennan and Jim Clapper and Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and every damn Democrat throughout the House and the Senate and throughout Washington and everywhere else on the planet have accused this president of being, they are. You know as well as I do who the traitors are, who the collaborators are. It's not you. You're not the traitor. You're not the racist. You're not the homophobe. You're not the Islamophobe. You are a well-grounded, reasonable, stable American citizen looking to see that the best interests of you as a citizen and your country are looked after. That's why you voted for Donald Trump. That's why you supported his agenda. That's why we're all here talking. That's why we're fighting back. So, while not everyone knew, because this thing was, I think, to a certain level, fundamentally well compartmentalized, but the thing of it was this: because of the convoluted, circuitous route that this information got passed back and forth and here and there and assembled and manufactured and brought into its final form, maybe not all the parties, all the conspirators, all the traitors, maybe they all didn't know every detail, every specific in the plan. But they all knew that it was going to be a put-up job, that it was going to be a frame-up. And that's all it ever was, see? So all these people, including the sitting president of the United States at that time, Barack Obama, that means Joe Biden probably knew about it. Joe Biden's running for president. Joe Biden's running for president very deep in Chinese pockets. That means Loretta Lynch knew about it. That means the people at the FBI knew about it. That's why they covered for Hillary on the emails and the server. Obviously, Hillary knew about it. She was one of the masterminds. If that's just that Hillary Clinton mastermind, I'm sorry, this is an oxymoron, but you get the idea. And then you have the entire Democrat National Committee and all the Donna Brazile, Fox News contributor. Fox, you're dead to me. They all knew. Everybody had, nothing is organic, nothing is coincidence with these cats. Everybody had a role to play. And they almost got away with it. Except for 63 million people like you and I. We said this far and no further. It stops here. It is at this place that we turn it around. And that's what we're doing. And you can't do it alone. It's got to be up to us. But we pushed back. All right? We started communicating. Okay, we're down to the last minute and a half. ACP, thank you so much for listening, by the way. ACP is now heard in the recorded version, Sundays, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Mojo 5.0 Radio, M-O-J-O 5.0 Radio. Go there and check it out. Hit the like button. We're on at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Live here Tuesdays and Thursdays, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Blog Talk Radio through the Patriot Nation Radio Network. God bless each. We're going to pick up with this again on Thursday. We'll have even more details as we watch the continued implosion, the Democrats and the media. God bless you, every one of you. God bless America. We'll be back Thursday, 7 p.m., taking a look at it the way we do through a conservative's perspective. We'll see you then.